Begin the current daf Masech the Sanhedrin of Ayin Vav. Begin on the base. Begin the test. Not the begin the Gemara. Ezel ani Rasha Arm. Who is a poor, cunning, wicked person? Which Tais explains Rasha Arm Iketuba. There's a lot of cunning, wicked people. Can the Parash Besaita like the Gemara explaining Besaita Pergay Nitel Lev Chafal from a base. But ani Rasha Arm with all these variables Leka El Hayul Chadei. The only one is what Gemara talks about the Bahamasha Vita Begeres. Next test matter begins the Gemara. What's something appropriate to do is Samach Lepirkin to marry off your children close to when they're coming of age. Which Mash Mahacha, here it sounds like that, but no Namikoi, that's also going on one son. Because that's what's talking about that we had asked regarding the boy, young boy that's married to a mature woman. Now, because what difficult is it was to Perik Cheresh, the Gemara Yivam Stav Kofi Beis Mavis Amin, the Gemara tells us that the Katan Leitekinulet Nisuin, that although Rabban made Nisuin for a minor, that was for a girl, but not for a boy. That the wives of minors are exempt from klitzin yibim. Alma, obviously, because bila's nusi, it's considered a bila of nus, it's not a real marriage. So what are you talking about marrying off a minor son? However, it's not considered as a bila's nus. The Alma parakos of the Gemara says, "Ksubet abtzadi when after cut and shasi other, if a minor that his father married him off, isha ksubasa, isha a woman ksubasa kayemus, the ksuba is valid. So therefore." It's actually not true. It actually is considered as a valid marriage, and therefore it's not considered as a bia of znos itself. Next, there's matter begins the Gemara. V'mal v'sel la'ani v'chulu. A good behavior is that if you lend a seller to a person that's poor at his time, at his moment of need. So it says a mashmah. It sounds like the mitzvah covenant as if he's doing a righteous deed. Problem is because what's difficult is the perikum the chagiga of Haman Alf. I mean, the Gemara says the pasuk tzaras rabbis v'rois that many difficult and wicked things that happens to a person. Well, the pasuk is actually rois rabbis v'tzaras, or it's going after the pasuk in Tehillim. Be that as it may, this refers to someone that provides money for a pauper when he's pressed for money. So it sounds like it's a bad thing. So Mefarshei Ben Tam explains that actually the hach over here, b'milvah l'tzarech mezainus, he's borrowing when he needs food. That's obviously a good thing. But there's tuma kishah malchus d'chekes ligvus min mas. There the government's trying to collect from taxes, b'gugolis, v'aronis, a head tax, and all these other taxes. Now, if they wouldn't find him having money, they would leave him. Now this guy's causing him that he's lending him money, but the and now the government's going to press him and say, hey, you do have money. And actually now later on, now the lender who lent the money, not only does this guy have to pay taxes, but he's not going to be able to pay back this guy, and now the guy's going to collect all the collateral that he has, and it couldn't cause him a loss. Now, that's what it says in the Pasuk Torah's Rabbis of Adoyes, that these are many wicked and bad things that happen. Behind the Kamar Hasam, that's what the Gemara says with the Zuzil Alal Shchiach. In other words, you're not going to be. No one's going to give you money. Claim a liknas tavua, a liknas tavua to buy grain. When you really need it, no one's giving you. Litlisa shchiach. Claim a. What does that mean? Kishadichin oisa limker lamashkin beisav. It's a daisav. Oh, it's when people are pressing him because they want to buy or collateral what his stuff are. Similar to what we just said before. Kamaitli bazavin like the words they hang him and they make him sell. So that's what the word litlisa. That's common. That's when people give you money because they want to get your assets. As the Gemara says, babasta memzayin beis. That's the word taluya. Now, b'kodesh pirisham. Actually, Rashi explains the koi that actually that's going on im toive imra. That whether good or bad, this refers to someone who gives money to a pauper out in the open. The Kamar, and that's what it's saying, that he gives money to a pauper when in his time when he's pressed. The Zuzil al Shchiach Mefarish explains, what does that mean? That he gives money to the pauper only when he's pressed. Meaning that's Not before the press situation. That's la'al l'shchiach, because shi'och l'vakish mizay naisav. Then he would be able to go find his food, liknas tfuah b'shasazel, to buy grain when it would be cheap. Shayim aviach, where he would gain. No, when you're trying to make a business, no one's there providing for you. Letlis l'shchiach. What's that? Liknas pas menapaltim in the yom yom, where you're desperate. Your mamash have nothing to eat to buy bread from the baker every day. Oh, okay. Then people will give you. Sheyavsid. Then it's a loss. V'ainim tevim na. That's the same whether good or bad. And b'kari talisa. Why are we calling it talisa? Shem shetolim hapas basal, because they would hang their bread in the basket. So it's like then they'll give you money. Like you got to buy bread for your family for that day. It says miulav urchel mevet halacha, but it's really not appropriate to do that, to put, hang your bread in the basket. Amar ba'ari p'sachim, like Moses says, I'm p'sachim of kofiyat avam alav, t'loy bebeisa koshal anusa, hanging bread in the basket in the house is actually, could be bad for causing poverty. Miu yesh lefarish, but actually you could explain the correlate to Lisa, it actually calls it to Lisa for a different reason. Shem d'shin, because the Gemara menachas up, kof gimel beis darshin, d'voy chayecha, t'loyim, that your life is going to be hanging, is that a semich al palta, that means someone who relies on the baker, because, you know, if he doesn't have bread the next day, he's a gone, he doesn't have anything stored away, or any of his own grain. So that's why the bread is called t'loyim. And the istigar si ipcha, actually those have an opposite gears over there. They're actually la'alla shchiach, that actually is kamen la'alla. What's that? Because you're calling the t'fuo b'yachad, when he's buying the grain together to go ahead and to grind it to bake from it bread, so then motzei pas bebeisoi, so then he'll have bread in his house. But letlisa, but then lo yishchiach, that means kishlo kach pas benapalto, when he buys bread from the baker in a bas matzui bebeisoi, then he's not going to have bread found in his house. Next says Master begins Gemara Shabazel Meves B'Choshu. Or the reason why it doesn't say Yad by iron is because that could kill even a small amount. Pirshbuk and Rashi explains Shatoichav LeMachad BeVeshu DeBeLiba, because you know if you pierce with the needle in the guttural or in the heart, it could kill a person. So the question, that's difficult because then that's because I feel like Nami, even a thorn too. Any pointy thing? Why specifically iron? El near rather appears Meshem Da'omah BeParagrib Alez the Mila than Shabbos of Kuf Lama Dal Men Alfu Perg Bama Behema Makasha Chul Navayin Zaman Alfu Baral Yibamas Navayin Bav Men Alfu the Barzla Mizav Zarf. That iron causes inflammation. So therefore, that's specifically an injury that iron would even a small amount could cause. It says Master begins the Gemara Ritzeach. A murderer, that we didn't make something that was beyond, like beyond his control, like something that he did willingly, in conscious to nezikin, which you are chayav oinis keratzin. So it says, what type of oinis is did we not make like ratzin? Kehi the perkam neich, like the Gemara says, baba kamadav lamed beis and beis. So he says, kais lel ashba. If someone demolishes his wall into a garbage dump, he didn't expect anyone there. If the community usually doesn't go there, so honestly, that's considered like an oinis, even though he killed someone, he's not going to be liable for that. Let's say someone had a stone in his lap. He never knew that he had such a stone in his lap. So that's what we're saying. In the Zakin Chayev, so regarding damages, our Gemara is saying, okay, you're going to be liable. Then he calls Potter regarding going to exile. So for that, you're going to be exempt. As Shili Periketza, that's over the end of Chavav and Beit. Now, however, the Yeshin Yoni Oynis, there are certain types of Oynis, however, the Phil Nazakin Potter, that actually, even by damages, one would be exempt. Like Yerushalmi differentiates between Bobi Yoshin Eitzel HaKelim. If, let's say, someone went to sleep near some vessels, then he would be liable. In contrast, Lo Yoshin Kvar, someone was already sleeping, and then they brought vessels to him, then he would be exempt. That's an oinus that even for Nezikin you would be potter. For example, Afela, it's dark, for Karen Zavis, and the corner, the Perkam Neich, but then Babakam Dav Chabazam and Bez, but Gazavasa, but then the Kofit Bez and Ava, Perkel Naz, because it was Avlam and Bez, Nichol Navin Potter Sheula. Let's see, the father left over. He died, and he left over. He had a borrowed cow, but the Chua Vachlua, with the Yisaimim slaughtered and ate it. Mishalman b'chulu ma'ashanenu. They only have to pay what they benefit of. Masha ziku loy, but what they damage, no, because that's considered like a einus even for nezikin that you put. How should they know that it wasn't the father's? Uperek ha'para in the Gemara b'Avakavet of Mechesam and Avka b'nichtes l'chotza b'alabai shlibe shos. Where if let's say someone goes into, he's a trespasser, goes into the homeowner's domain without permission. Shabbat Hashem has a b'alabai shkishes against a nichtes, so that the homeowner is exempt when he damages the one who enters heichad l'aviyodabe when he didn't know about this guy at all. V'oid moreover as gutin taba b'ainzayin menav uperek ha'maniach. Then Babakamat Ablam Bezum and Alf, Hibal Chavis Rishon. Let's say you have someone who is carrying a barrel first in the street. Balkara Achra, and you have a guy carrying a beam right behind him. Nizbra Chavis, Bakara Chayab. So if the barrel breaks where the guy, you know, his beam sticks into the guy's barrel, so he's liable. But Vim Amibal Chavis, but let's say the one who's carrying the barrel just stopped, Potter, the guy carrying the beam is going to be exempt, even though it's Nizakin and it's Ainus, but that's the Ainus, nothing he could have done, he's exempt. If someone was carrying a barrel from place to place as someone else's barrel, and he breaks his tribute, he says, "Oh, unpaid guardian, he swears and he's exempt." Now, the fact that we let off the hook, unpaid guardian, well, forget about the shemir. Why isn't he not liable? Because, you know, he's a person that damaged it. When he was transporting it, Shmamina, obviously the Ainus Shuhu came Gneva Vaveda Mifter. That if it's an Ainus that's like Gneva Veda, that type of oinus is going to be exempt. But lokach machayv shem esach. That's why by the paid custodian he's liable, which is like the categorical type of, you know, something beyond your control, like theft and got lost. That a shem echidim, yeah, a regular person, which like a shem echidim would be potter. Then says Tosafot Tamim begin to say hashili kitz haregel. What did the Gemara in Baba Kama the Baruch Zayin Manav to end the parakitz haregel? Machayvim nafal menagag. We hold a person that falls off a roof liable if he falls off beruch shein mitzuya with an uncommon wind. Now, even though uncommon wind, Havakein Geneva Vaveda, is similar to like, you know, what was he supposed to do? He's on the roof and a wind that he wouldn't expect threw him off and he fell on something and broke it. That's similar to theft and loss. Regarding these four types of people that take the place of the owner. So, Hargu, so if the ox killed, so if it's Muad, then if the Asher with the Sharm would, so Nerogan, they get killed. And they pay for the kaifer, which is when someone gets killed because of your animal. And he has to pay the value of the ox to the owners, except for the unpaid custodian. Mukalo, the Gemara explains, where Toma did not reshmir pechusa, where he watched it an inferior type of protection, because the shemechinam, an unpaid custodian, calls reshmir, so that's the end of his shmir, doesn't have to do more than that. But all these other types of shemim, like kosher shmirasin, that's not considered the end of their guarding. Now, b'dayik, come on, and the Gemara says, and who's this like? Ikre Yehuda. It was like Yehuda Dama that he says that the hired labor, a guy who's renting, is like a guy who's getting paid to watch. Nisni, so it should say b'kulon b'muad peturin min ha-kayfer, that all of them when it's muad they exempt from kayfer. Pirish mishum the muad sagale b'shmir b'chusa l'Rabbi Yehuda, because a mood is enough with an inferior shmir according to Behuda. Behind the delish yechay lamed beruch mitzuya. That's a door that could stand a common wind. Behind yechay lamed beruch shein mitzuya, and it cannot withstand an uncommon wind. Can mucha bereshakon? It's obvious the gemara ba makama the lavnohem beis. Now the chayvin and neis sachar for the fact that we say that if you're a paid custodian you're liable patrin shemachin and that you're exempt for unpaid custodian. Shemamin obviously the ruch shein mitzuya. Obviously that an uncommon wind have a kain gneiva veveda. It's like which that's the difference between Shemesach and Shemachinim. That we see that a person that damages is liable, could preach this like we explained, which was from this case that we said that a person that falls is chayiv. So that seems to reject the premise that we said previously in Taisus. The Taisus you can say is that actually the Ruch Shein Mitzuya, an uncommon wind, have a Ke'in Aveda. That's like an oinus of losing something. And that, you're right, mechayvin behamazik, and that we would hold liable for a person that caused damage. That's about inus, he actually is chayv for. But the nitkal Reb Yehuda, but however, when someone trips according to Reb Yehuda, avakein geneva, that's actually like a little bit more of an inus beyond a person's control. It's not such a negligence. The betrin be adam mazik, that we actually do exempt a person that caused damage for that quality of inus. Kadam b'ashel, like the Gemara says, b'metzid avtzad, the alam beis, the geneva kerebel inus. Something being stolen is more of like an oinus, but whereas Vaveda, even though it's like, you know, you didn't do it on purpose, it's got lost, but Krivel Lepshia, that's more close to negligence. Now, regarding a paid custodian, he's liable for both of them. It's also obvious in Baba Kamen of Tzadik Hesem, basically, by Tebuch Omech HaKilkel, where a professional butcher ruined the slaughtering. The Parak, the Gemara asks, Laman, for whom? The Pater Bechinam, that if he exempt if he does it for free, the brisa diktoni that we learned nasan behemel atavich beniblo chayiv, that, you know, if a guy gives an animal to a butcher and he makes it in the veil, he's liable neshu kodesh zacha because he's like a paid custodian. But then the Gemara ends up saying no, it means that he is a nice zacha. But amos akadosh the hamakshud, obviously we see that what was being entertained by the questioner was that afilu chinam chayiv. That even if he does for free, he's going to be liable. Kamay Shem Esachar, just like a paid custodian, Shechayv al Aveda, that you'd be liable for Aveda. So that's what the Havimina was, that it's like Aveda. Mashan the Gemara answers, no, Emem Neshu Neshu Zachar, because he actually, not like, but he actually is a paid custodian. Alafikar Beschar Chayv, that's why if you do it to pay, you're going to be liable. Bechin the Pater, but if you do it for free, you're going to be Pater, actually, because Avakein Geneva. It's actually a little bit higher of an Einus, and that's why when you do it for free, it's actually not Kishay Mesacha, it actually is only Beshay Mesacha, actually Pater, because like we're saying, the higher level Einus of Geneva is actually Pater for Adam HaMazik, which what a Shem Mechinim would be like.